You've heard it time and again over the last year. Many Indiana schools are experiencing a teacher shortage. The same can't exactly be said for Gary's community schools. They have plenty of teachers, but many of them have been part of the district for years. As the new administration team encourages change, some seasoned educators are choosing to move on, creating opportunities for new talent. But how does the district plan to get people to come teach in and move to Gary? State Impact Indiana's Rachel Morello explores how Gary's teaching force is changing.
To understand, let's go back to August, when new teachers were introduced to the Gary School community for the first time.
Good morning, good morning. If you don't mind standing with us.
Things are a little different this year in Gary. Instead of teachers taking on the responsibility of welcoming their students, a few kids have petitioned the superintendent to let them turn the tables. That's why, during the first week of class, they're hosting their own pep rally to get the year started their way. Westside High School seniors Kayla Warren and DeLawrence Nixon serve as MCs.
Now we get to see the introduction of the new teachers.
Yay.
Put your hands together. We got educators back here who are willing and are prepared to teach in the Gary Community School Corporation to show us how amazing their love is for education and how much they love us. So let's get that started. Number one is Miss Kelly Berry from Glen Park Academy.
This year, Gary Schools will welcome 32 new teachers, support staff, and administrators. As they walk across the stage at Westside, a common thread becomes noticeable. Most of them are relatively young.
And now we have Miss Lauren Moore from Bethune.
Lauren Moore will head her first classroom this year, a class of kindergartners at the Bethune Early Childhood Development Center. She went through school in nearby Valparaiso, but says she came to teach in Gary because of a family connection.
My aunt taught in Gary for 37 years, and my uncle, he subbed for Gary for 12 years, and they both retired last year. So when I went to their retirement banquet, they announced, hey, we have a lot of job positions opening. If you know anybody who can fill those positions, let them know. So I started moving in this direction. My aunt always has really nice things about it, and she's enjoyed it for 37 years. So if she stayed there for 37 years, it must be a pretty good place to work.
Moore's aunt fits what's been the typical profile for Gary's teaching force. They stick around. GCSC Superintendent Cheryl Pruitt says she's excited about adding members of the next generation of teachers. She reflects on her current staff as we drive around the district.
We do have an aged teaching staff. I think that because Gary was on top so long, they forgot to plan and keep moving. I mean, you got to get out of what you think and what you've been doing for 40 years, and we got to move over here, or else you need to go home. Getting just that mindset, fixed mindset, to a growth mindset, so that people can see us someplace else.
For the first time in 20 or 30 years, a big group of Gary's teachers are moving on, creating openings for new blood. While the rest of the state struggles with a teacher shortage, we don't know what that will look like in Gary. One has to wonder, with the way the district and its city have been struggling, how much talent will they actually be able to recruit? Superintendent Pruitt is encouraging people to move on, and if they don't, she's training them to be better. And she's bringing in a nationally recognized development group, the International Center for Leadership in Education, to help those remaining come up with new strategies to get out of the habits they may have been stuck in for years.
Anybody in the room been working in school so long, you ever heard of the nation at risk? Laugh like it's not so long ago, huh? It was 1983. How many in the room were not yet born in 1983? Anybody in the room ever hear of No Child Left Behind?
The crux of what ICLE preaches is something Pruitt wants every member of her staff to grasp, the teaching mindset. They emphasize growth, which is something you just heard Pruitt mention, over what ICLE founder Bill Daggett calls a fixed mindset. Here's how he explained the concept to a group of Gary's teachers.
A fixed mindset is this. I know we need to improve, and what we will do is work really hard at doing a better job of what we used to do. There is a second mindset, and the second mindset is this. You put a stake in the ground 3 to 5 years out. Try to define the best you can what kids will need to know, do, and be like to become independent as adults.
Okay, the get back on task.
On a sunny afternoon in August, teachers old and new are indoors, crammed together in groups of about five or six in a small classroom at Westside Leadership Academy. They're participating in a professional development session designed for school administration teams, principals, deans, assistant principals, etc.
Tunnel vision thing.
What do you say? How would you improve it?
Dr. Irving Jones leads the group in the various reflection exercises, asking questions and encouraging conversation among colleagues. Jones is one of ICLE's senior educational consultants. This is his third year working with Gary. He and other members of ICLE's management team will be spending time on and off within various district schools to help staff make some changes in the way they deal with kids. And, Jones says, the way they think about teaching.
The reality is that it takes work, particularly in areas where you have a lot of social issues, as you do here in Gary. The key idea behind developing a strong school culture is getting buy-in from all the teachers so that they support the needs of all the students in the school.
Jones will help Superintendent Pruitt push a growth mindset with her team. It's something the district is looking for in making new hires, like Lauren Moore. And Moore appears to have the same idea in mind. She says her goal for this first year of teaching is to take everything she learned in college, put it into action, and evaluate what she needs to do to get better.
I want to see how what I know works, like what the book says against how the real world actually works, and see if maybe I could improve and get better and get better. That's my goal for every year, is just to be better than the person I was last year.
And these are your new teachers and assistant principals for the 2015 to 2016 school year.
Put your hands together for them.